This is Tejiendo Identidades, a mini program about the identity and culture of the people of Tucson and their work in that community. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez Mejia, doctor and professional in education.
My name is Araceli Moreno. I'm from Mexico. I'm from Agua Prieta, Sonora, and I've been living in Tucson for almost 20 years now.
How do you describe your identity?
As a dreamer. There's a lot of things in life that I want, and I never had the opportunity to have it.
How does dreamer identity connect with your profession?
I dream about the job that I have right now. I'm currently a business analyst. I work for the Rio Community Health Center. I've been part of that great organization since 2014. I realized that there's a lot of things in Tucson to help each other, to know that you're not alone. You're not from this country, but there's a lot of people looking for your health, looking for your benefit. So when I start working there, I dream about becoming something better. It was like, there's not possible that I have to pass through all these troubles to get into this country. Siempre tienes que luchar por ser alguien más, por alcanzar una meta, to be the example for you, for your family, for your relatives, for the people that you left behind, that they can see that if you dream hard enough, you can actually conquer what you want. So I start there as a transportation dispatcher, and I work my way up with hard work, with ethic, with a lot of fears, because I was so afraid of my language. I have an accent. This company, they taught me that we are a big community. We are not speaking the language, we're the people who do not have the money to afford care. I can see the impact. I saw the old people coming to me, asking for help. Hey, mijita, can you help me with transportation? Because I cannot even get into my medical appointment, 60, 70, 80 years old. And I put my heart to that. When you put your heart with things that you do, something better is waiting for you. Even though I'm just doing reporting. I do a lot of financial reporting. I help to help the community. Because if I know I do my job right, that report is going to end up in a grant. And that grant is going to bring money for my company, and my company that I work for is going to help and support the community. Those people who cannot afford medical health care. That's how I feel like yo contribuyo a que seamos mejor, a que Tucson sea un lugar donde todos nos podamos sentir in a big family, in a big community. I strongly believe that we need to support each other. Like right now, I'm sitting in here in front of you. I have the worst fear. Mi mayor miedo es mi inglés. Like how I'm going to project myself, how people are going to see me when I speak English in public because I have an accent. And that's what I'm here because I dream about conquering this fear. I dream about passing the line and saying like, otro miedo superado. I already crossed the border. I already start my family. I already start from the bottom in my company, in the company that I work for. I already pass a lot of things that this is the fear that I need to conquer.
Araceli, thank you so much for opening your heart.
Thank you. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
This has been Knitting Identities. Visit our program page at kxci.org. Production and engineering by Juan Hernandez. I'm your host, Dr. Nadia Alvarez, for KXCI Tucson.